Can you tell us who you are and what your new creative business is all about?
Yes, we are J&M Creates. It's myself, Meghna Kalsi, and my business partner, Jagdish Mann. And we'll be selling handmade cards and personalised gifts and printed items, such as mugs and keepsakes, and aiming to print on demand. We've also set up a crowdfunding page to get donations from friends and family to see if they would help, you know, get some funding together so we can set up this business because we have a purpose behind it.
So where will this workshop be located?
It will be located in the local community, which is Oadby and Wigston Town in Leicestershire, which is my local area, and also online as a platform.
What type of products will you be creating and selling?
It will be anything you can personalise or print on demand. For example, keepsakes, caps, tote bags, T-shirts, personalised gifts, handmade cards, anything that you could literally personalise.
Why did you decide to donate 10% of your earnings to community events?
Basically, it's our way of saying thank you. We're committed to donating 10% of all of our earnings to running local community events, including coffee mornings, arts and craft sessions, and fun activities for children and families. You know, basically reducing screen time and digital activity, which children are mainly doing when they're going home, going on devices, for example, on gaming stations, on their phones. It will reduce all of that time by them coming to a creative workshop because they won't be allowed anything digital in there. It will just be, you know, doing anything they can make that they can take away at home, and they'll be proud of it that they've made it themselves. They'll also be engaging with other children, making new friendships, forming new bonds, and that way that will improve their mental health overall.
So when are you planning on opening your first workshop?
We are aiming to open up towards the end of March 2026. That will be online and locally within our community as our first pop-up workshop.
How will community support turn this project into a sustainable business?
Well, we've attended a local stakeholders meeting where we had a lot of buy-in and interest from the local church, the local community. It was from the local council even. They all sounded very interested, especially because we are aiming for mental health mainly to build community morale. So in that sense, they have our backing. We will also continue to do further fundraising within the community to obviously, you know, make it more sustainable. But most of all, what we're really happy about is that we have the backing of the local community, because when we attended this meeting, they all showed keen interest, and we are now also part of the stakeholders WhatsApp group. So we are in touch with them. They have our emails. So they are continuously giving us information, advising us that they can provide us with venues, you know, like the church hall, or some of them can get community halls for us to, you know, go ahead with these events, these pop-up events.
So what would success look like for you in the first year of your business?
Success to us in the first year of our business would be to expand our pop-up workshops across different regions, for example, like Birmingham, Coventry, Nottingham, and expand further afield to different counties. Also, we would like to increase our social media presence, have a stronger support network on social media, and also do various other workshops for certain target audiences, for example, first-time mums, also for pensioners, you know, people who are really isolated out there, who have a tendency to have social anxiety and find it difficult to go out and meet people. Maybe try getting them to engage in these workshops to meet new people, make friends, you know, come in as strangers and leave as friends.